Sunday, March 22nd, Passion Sunday. The Epistle from the Letter to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verses 11 through 15. Brethren, Christ being come, a high priest of the good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, neither by the blood of goats or of calves, but by his own blood, entered once into the holies, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and of oxen, and the ashes of a heifer being sprinkled, sanctify such as are defiled to the cleansing of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the Holy Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And therefore he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of his death, for the redemption of those transgressions which were under the former testament, they that are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance in Christ Jesus our Lord. Haydock Commentary. Christ has entered by a more perfect tabernacle, that is, not passing, like the priests of the old law, into a tabernacle made by human art and hands, but by the tabernacle of his own body or flesh, framed by the Holy Ghost. So says St. John Chrysostom. There is another difference and preeminence of Christ above the priests of the law of Moses, that they could only offer the blood of beasts, but Christ entered into heaven by the effusion of his own precious blood in his sufferings and on the cross, by this having found an eternal redemption for mankind, having satisfied for the sins of all men in the sight of God, which the former priests with all their sacrifices could not do. By that one sacrifice of his blood, once offered on the cross, Christ our Lord paid and exhibited once for all the general price and ransom of all mankind, which no other priest could do. The force of the apostles' reasoning is to convince the Jews of the inefficacy of the legal sacrifices and of the virtue of the Christian sacrifice. Another main difference betwixt the sacrifices in the Old and that of Christ in the New Law is that those imperfect carnal sacrifices could only make the priests and the people reputed clean, so that they were no longer to be treated as transgressors and liable to punishments prescribed and inflicted by the law. But the sacrifice of Christ has made our consciences interiorly clean and sanctified them even in the sight of God. It was an oblation of infinite value which repaired the injury done to God by sin and redeemed mankind from the slavery of sin. Here we have an abstract of the Passion of Jesus Christ, or of the sacrifice of the cross. We see who is the priest and who is the victim. We see the virtue and efficacy of the sacrifice, and why it was offered. Also by what signs we may know whether we partake of it, namely, if dying to sin and to the world, we live to God and serve him in spirit and truth. He is mediator so as to be our Redeemer, which applies only to our Savior Christ. Moses is called a mediator betwixt God and his people. See Galatians 3:19 and 1 Timothy 2:5. The saints in heaven and men on earth may be called mediators in an inferior and different sense. But Christ alone is the mediator who reconciled God to men by satisfying for their sins and by a redemption from the slavery of sin. He names in particular the sins of those under the former testament to show them that the sacrifices of the Mosaical law could not of themselves obtain a remission of sins, so that all saved from Adam, or that shall be saved to the end of the world, have their sins forgiven and obtain salvation by virtue of Christ's sacrifice upon the cross. The Gospel from John chapter 8, verses 46 through 59. At that time, Jesus said to the multitude of the Jews, "Which of you shall convict me of sin? If I say the truth to you, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth the words of God. Therefore you hear them not, because you are not of God." The Jews therefore answered and said to him, "Do not we say well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil?" Jesus answered, "I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you have dishonored me. But I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Amen, amen, I say to you, if any man keep my word, he shall not see death forever." The Jews therefore said, "Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if any man keep my word, he shall not taste death forever. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, who is dead? And the prophets are dead. Whom dost thou make thyself?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father that glorifieth me, of whom you say that he is your God. And you have not known him, but I know him. And if I shall say that I know him not, I shall be like to you, a liar. But I do know him, and do keep his word. Abraham your father rejoiced that he might see my day. He saw it and was glad. The Jews therefore said to him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham was made, I am. They took up stones therefore to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. Haydock Commentary. He shall not see death forever, that is, he shall not incur an eternal death, as they who die in sin, but they understood his words of the death of the body. Jesus says, You accuse me of being possessed with the devil because I preach to you a doctrine far different from what you are accustomed to hear, but I speak nothing but the truth. I give honor to my Father, I execute his orders, and the words I now speak to you are the words of eternal life. Whoever observes them shall not die. Moses promised a long life to those who observed what was commanded in the old law, and offered them as their reward goods and temporal prosperity. But I now offer you an eternal life. Believe my words, keep them, and observe my ordinances, and you shall not feel the death of the soul, the second eternal and most miserable of deaths. Abraham your father rejoiced that he might see my day, my entrance into this world, my incarnation, my birth, my manifestation in Israel, my death and passion. So say Origen and Saints Irenaeus and Cyril. He waited with impatience for the deliverance of the whole world. He saw it and was glad. That is, he saw it in spirit, for God revealed it to him. He saw it approaching in the birth of his son Isaac, and in the miraculous deliverance of his dear son, when he was commanded to offer him in sacrifice to the Lord. The vivacity of his faith made him, as it were, present at the time of my birth, though then so far off. So says St. John Chrysostom. It is not unlikely that this patriarch and the others who were with him, detained in limbo, were apprised of the incarnation and coming of the Messiah, which would fill them with an effusion of inexpressible joy. So says St. John Chrysostom. Christ here teaches us two things. One, that he was before Abraham, and two, that the Jews were not the true sons of Abraham, now treating so rudely him who, even before his coming, had given the patriarch Abraham so much joy. Before Abraham was made, I am. Christ here speaks of his eternal existence as God. St. Augustine shows this by these very words, I am. He does not say, Before Abraham was made, I was made, because as the Son of God, he never was made. But he says, I am, which shows his eternal divine nature.